And then I'm assuming that means you, Caesar, will be leading, facilitating me?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. So do we have quorum? One, three,
Yes, since
five. Okay,
Ed
great.
is excused, then we have achieved quorum.
Great. Okay. Welcome everybody. Thanks for being here. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I'm Cesar Gadavis, one of the co-chairs for the membership committee. So whoever wants to go next, I'll tag sorry, Ron.
Ron. Ron Hernandez, committee member. Go ahead, Pedro.
Pedro Felix, committee member. JP.
John Paul Soto, committee member.
And we also have Gwen.
Gwen Smith, community member.
Thank you. And
And
Kira.
Kira, yeah, council staff.
Great, thank you. First, next item is the review and approval of the September agenda. Can you share that with folks, or do folks have that with you?
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
So this is the agenda that we have for today. Just normal agenda items. We do have one little change. I did add Helen Lynn under letters of probation to be sent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one change. Then we do have we will be going over the Ryan White Part A resource allocation scenarios. And then the demographic information update. Some discussion about council recruitment, and that'll take us to the end of the meeting.
Great. Okay. Can we approve by consensus?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks. Next is to review and approve the minutes of August 10. If you could share that.
Right, yeah, just take a moment to look over these. I'll go over them a little fast. We had the carry forward allocation last month, where Beth came to talk about that. So there was a lot of discussion about that. And that was our big item.
Any comments or edits on the minutes from last month? Okay, can we approve those by consensus? I'll take that as a yes. Okay. Any announcements from what's happening in the community or from GPH?
Or just me. I have a doctor's appointment at 4 o'clock, so I'm gonna switch to my phone around 3:30, but I'll still be on.
Okay, great. Thank you, JP. Anything else?
I
Okay,
do
great.
actually,
Okay.
sorry, before we move on. Just a reminder for everyone to get those prioritization sheets that Mark sent out back to him. I think the deadline is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. So yeah, so just a reminder.
Okay. Anyone else?
Could have a naughty list.
I'm sure he'll send out individual emails.
Okay. Okay, public comments. We don't have anybody in from the public in this meeting right now. Okay, next item is council member attendance report.
Yeah. So, as I noted, a notice of attendance was sent to Helen Lynn, but Helen has missed six out of six meetings. So unfortunately, Helen will be sent a letter of probation. And then we do have a current leave of absence, which is Billy Cooper. Those are the only things to know for that section.
Do you know if Mark has been in communication with Ellen?
That's a good question. I think
he's usually, I know that it's usually staffing and work related at Ward 86. Not that it's an excuse if communication isn't happening, because that's important and mandatory, but I was just wondering if he's been in communication with her.
I know, I don't think he has, but I can ask him once he gets back. I know Crown has been the one that has mostly reached out to Helen. And when we did talk to Helen at first, I think it was 3 months ago, she requested a medical leave of absence, or I think it was a med, or it was just a regular a regular leave of absence. And then so she let us know when she would be able to attend them regularly again. And then that time came and we reached out to her and we just haven't heard anything back. So it is unfortunate, but we are trying, and I'll let Mark know as well. I mean, he knows that, but I'll let him know to reach out.
Thank you.
Great. Any other updates on council member attendance? Billy Cooper still on a current leave of absence?
Yes. Okay. And Mark is gonna, I know he let us know that he was gonna talk to Miss Billy about that.
Okay. Okay. Anything else under this agenda item? Okay. Okay, let's go on to the next item, the Ryan White Part A resolution allocation.
Yeah, and I can take that over. Okay. I'll go ahead and share that document with everyone. All right, can everyone see this?
Yes.
Okay. So this is just our annual event of coming up with scenarios for how to spend Ryan White Part A dollars that are coming to us next year. So we have to do this for the potential of us getting increased funding, flat funding, or the same exact amount, which is very unlikely, and then decreased funding, which is the most likely scenario. And so just to let everyone know, since this is dealing with money while also being a virtual meeting, this is going to be a recommendation rather than like a direct motion that moves through, if that makes sense. So it's just going to be a recommendation. Okay. So I'll go ahead and read each of these out loud and we'll vote on them one at a time with somebody motioning and then somebody else seconding.
Okay.
And so what I'm sharing with you right now are just decisions that were made by the council last year. So this is the wording that was chosen last year. With the exception, I think, of part of the decreased funding one, part of that mm-hmm. was chosen 2 years ago, I believe. So I'll go ahead and read the increased funding one. This one does happen rarely, and it did happen, I think, most recently. So this is the most recent increased allocation funding scenario, which was if increased funding occurs, service category resource allocation will be increased proportionally across all categories. So the group here can choose to recycle this motion per se, or this wording, the scenario. Or you can choose to come up with your own. And then, but if you choose to come up with your own, then we do have to kind of like put it together here and now. So I'll go ahead and open up the floor for discussion around this one.
Any discussion around the increased funding?
A couple questions related to this. The last couple of years, we've actually done resource allocation and the other work that we usually do on a regular meeting. Is this going to happen September 25th?
Are we going to go over this one?
Is that when we're going to do the work on September, or is it October?
That is a good question. I think September is supposed to be our summit, so I think it might happen in October then.
The summit is where we will decide and vote on all these things then.
Oh. Yes, the summit, we'll still see this September 25th.
Okay, cool. And then just a little bit of history is that this actually has been the same kind of scenario that we've actually done for probably at least 5 years. It is supported by the HIV AIDS Provider Network. Doesn't mean we could never change this, but just for a little history, there has been a little bit of change in some of the wording around decreased funding because of the way that some of the services have been packaged, but it has been pretty much status quo for at least the last 5 years.
Thank you for that background and historical information. What has been the outcome that has happened? Has it been increased funding or decreased funding or flat funding for the last few years?
Usually it's decreased funding. It's most likely never flat funding because we don't get the same exact, flat funding would just mean that we get the same exact amount that we received this prior year, which just historically does not happen. So the most likely scenario.
To that point, when we get decreased funding, there is advocacy work done with the mayor's office, with the board of supervisors and the mayor's office. So services never really see that decreased funding, at least in San Francisco, because those dollars are added back. Now, I have to say there have been a couple years where the advocacy has included a cost of doing business increase of up to 2 or 3%. That is happening this actual fiscal year. It happened a few years ago. It's not something that regularly happens. So nobody, at least in San Francisco services that I know of, has seen decreased funding, even though the award might be decreased. General fund usually comes in and fills those gaps.
Thank you for that.
All right, any other questions or discussion around this first one?
Right. I would be happy to move it.
Okay, go ahead. So you want to move to recommend this motion as is, this recommendation as is?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get a second? And that was?
Ron.
Okay, Ron. All right.
Thank you.
And then, all right. So I'll go on to flat funding. Flat funding, if funding remains at the current level, service category resource allocation will remain level across all categories. So I'll go ahead and open up the floor for discussion around this one.
Thank you. Yay, Maria's here. If there is no discussion, I'd be happy to move that forward as well.
All right. Can I get a second?
I'll second. Ron.
All right. All right. So moving on to this last one, decreased funding. In the event of decreased funding for the first 10% of reductions, allocation for services that are covered under California's essential health benefits package will be reduced proportionately. And then that asterisk is just referring to these core services here. If further reduced allocation is required, reductions will occur proportionately across all service categories. This one is a little bit more complicated, so does anyone have any questions regarding this one? I think JP did a really good job of kind of explaining that part, but does anyone have any questions?
I had a quick question. Maria, do you remember the exact conversations that led to this specific verbiage here? I think at the time that this verbiage changed, I think that there were other sources of pitching into those specific services. And that's why the cut rationale was specifically around those services and not proportional. Do you remember that conversation was a couple of years ago that led to this specific tactic?
I'm not, to be quite honest. I mean, I don't know if this has to do with, covered California and when, health insurance became mandatory. So, that's what I guess. Yeah, it's covered under California's essential health benefits package. So I'm not 100% sure, other than I can bring it back to Bill and see if he has some, history on that.
It was the ACA.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Okay.
It was an ACA.
It definitely was about other potential taps for filling those gaps, right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, from what Mark explained to me, it what Maria mentioned is that it was these core services could pull. The idea would be that these core services could pull from other funds, like a different fund would be able to step in to kind of cover that. And if not, then they would be able to kind of deal with this decreased funding in other ways so that like consumers would not see their services affected.
Yeah, that's what I remembered. Thank you.
All right, so any discussion about this one? All right, not hearing any. Does someone want to motion?
If people feel comfortable moving it forward, I would be happy to motion it forward. Do folks feel like they need more information on this, or are they okay?
I feel okay too. The explanation makes sense too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd be happy to move it forward then.
All right. I can second it.
Awesome. All right, well, that takes care of that then. And this will now move forward to steering, and then we'll see the final one at full council.
Great.
Do we need to do a roll call vote, or because he hasn't the agenda vote?
Thank you, Caesar. Yes. So let me go ahead and... All right, so actually, let me do it. I'm going to do it three separate times. I'm so sorry. I totally forgot about that. So for the increased funding, the recommendation was to keep it as is. So I have Gwen.
Yes.
All right. Ron.
Yes.
Cesar.
Yes.
JP.
Yes.
Pedro.
Yes.
All right. And then for flat funding, the recommendation was to keep it as is. So I'll start with Pedro.
Yes.
All right. JP?
Yes.
Cesar?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Gwen?
Yes.
All right. And then the last one, the decreased funding, the recommendation was also to keep that motion as is and keep the wording the same. So, Gwen?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Cesar?
Yes.
JP?
Yes.
And Pedro?
Yes.
All right. So now it does move on to steering. Thank you, Caesar.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is a demographic information update.
Yeah. And I can take that one on too.
Great. Thank you.
All right. So there is nothing. This is the same one that we saw. The numbers are the same as last month because there were no new members and we didn't have any members leave either. So these numbers are all the same. Target areas have remained the same. Our total number right now in the next one, I think you'll see, is 26. So I'll go ahead and share the next one. All right. Yeah, total membership is 26. So this did not change from last month. So no notable changes. Okay. I'll go ahead and stop sharing. And that was really quick. So back to you.
Great. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is council recruitment. Let's see. Last month, there was updates on an upcoming needs assessment.
Yeah, I can update the group about that. So we had a great turnout for that needs assessment. We didn't have a council member come with us, as everyone recalls, because it was a Spanish-speaking only group. So we didn't want to give the impression that this council was, we had a translator or it was a Spanish-speaking meetings that were happening, so that's why that didn't happen. But because we did have a good turnout, I can I can see ourselves maybe only having one or two more focus groups. So that doesn't, I don't think that gives the initial idea that we wanted to have, you know, members from this committee kind of go with us to these focus groups to recruit, because then that would only be one or two more opportunities. So I think it's, we should probably start thinking about other ways to outreach, especially because right now our COLA is people who have been affected by eviction, and those have turned into individual interviews rather than a big focus group.
Okay. Any thoughts or comments on the process so far from folks?
I just had a question. So the people who were part of that needs assessment only spoke Spanish?
Yes. They were only Spanish. Yeah.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? So when will you decide whether or not to have more focus groups or interviews?
So right now we're trying to set up another focus group. And so it sounds like it might not be a monolingual group. So for that one, we would probably then have a council member come with us. But once we have conducted that focus group and see how much of a turnout we get, then that'll give us an idea if we'll have another one or not.
Okay.
And this can, this doesn't have to be a full discussion about council recruitment right now, but I think it's good to start thinking about other ways to recruit.
Right. Anyone thoughts on recruitment? What were we looking for now in terms of recruitment?
Yeah, so
or needed to fill, yeah.
Our three target areas were Black, African American, youth, and Latino, Latina, Latinx.
Okay. I know we created a recruitment flyer, is that correct? Okay, and that's been shared with agencies and organizations?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know this may be like an old broken CD record, but I know Mark has mentioned in the past that usually when we do get new members, it's through like the reference of our own members. They're kind of recruiting, oh, like their coworker or somebody that they feel that would benefit from this council, would help benefit. So there's always that. We always ask current members if there are members that they know that could be potential candidates for recruitment.
Have we reached out to City Clinic or Ward 86 to kind of let community folks to access services know that this body is looking or recruiting?
No, but I can write. You said Ward 86?
Yeah.
And which other one?
City Clinic.
City Clinic.
Or also, what is that women's clinic?
Lyon Martin.
Yeah.
What is it?
Lyon Martin.
These are
L-Y-O-N.
These are entities that do sexual health services. So given the pandemic approach and everything, it would be great to let folks who are accessing services know that this body is looking for folks.
Yeah.
And are we looking for providers or consumers or both? Or
I believe right now we're looking for consumers mostly, but we don't say no to providers that want to join as well.
Okay. And for youth, what is the age range?
Youth would be, let me pull out really quick.
I think they do need to be 18. I kind of recall Mark saying
Like 18 to 25, probably.
Yeah, 25 is the cap.
Okay.
I was wondering if someone had mentioned any clubs or going to any groups at, the local college and SF State or City College and putting up flyers there, or if they know a contact there.
No one had mentioned that yet, but I think that's a good idea as well.
I think so too. We've actually recently had a discussion about posting some of our opening positions there too.
Great. Any other thoughts, ideas? Has the recruitment flyer been sent out to the membership, council membership? I don't remember that.
Shared with this group.
The little colorful one that we worked on with the,
I know I've seen it, but I forgot where I saw it. So.
We
Full
also,
council meeting.
we also try to bring copies at every full council in case somebody wants to take one that's already printed and hand it to maybe someone they know or post it somewhere where there would be a lot of foot traffic.
Great. Okay. If there's no other discussion on this item, we can go to the next one. Which is our next meeting date and agenda items. I don't think there's a vote on this, is there?
No, not actual though.
Okay. The next membership meeting is for October 12th, from 3 to 5. Our usual, what is it, the second Thursday or third Thursday?
Second Thursday.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, great. Okay, I will not be able to attend that meeting. I will be in the Philippines. So, yeah, for the first time. So,
Hey.
yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
Fun.
we have the other co-chair to take over the meeting.
Next month, I will check in with Ed to make sure
Okay.
if
If
he's
he's
able
not
to.
available, I'd be happy to do it for you.
Okay. Thank you, JP.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know. I'll somewhere tap in my vast, vast memory of having done this stuff before. I'm old.
Okay, if there's anything else, any last comments or questions or anything? Well, thank you very much for a very efficient meeting today. And we give you back the rest of your afternoon. This meeting is adjourned. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Great. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye,
Bye,
everyone.
everyone.
Bye, Gwen.
Bye.
Bye.